If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to get more, maybe you want to get bonus episodes, maybe you want to get episodes early, maybe you'd like to join monthly video hangouts with me, Jeff, and other fans of the show, the way to find out how to do that is to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Yeah, right? Sorry, Neckbeards. He stole it from all of us. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Guys, this story was sent in to us by Jasmine Wenner on the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. Thank you for sending this, Jasmine, because, ooh, this tickles so many things that I love.
Ooh. Ooh.
Here's the deal. Yeah. You know that Second Life?
Is this still a thing? I thought that was like 1994's Second Life.
Still looks like it.
Okay.
Second Life, for those of you who are not aware, I mean, I feel like everybody's aware. They even did a bit about Second Life on The Office.
Second Life did have a remarkable amount of cultural cachet.
Oprah did like an episode of her show on Second Life or something.
I am a giant computer nerd. I talk about video games for a living. I never once ventured into Second Life.
I did.
You did?
I did. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of Second Life is it's a persistent virtual world. You create an avatar. You walk around. You can build your own house.
You're talking about World of Warcraft.
You can buy clothes. You can make clothes to sell. Mm.
You're talking about World of Warcraft?
No, because at the end of the day, you don't fight any orcs. Mm. It's literally just life.
So it's World of Warcraft without all the fun.
Yeah. It's regular ass life.
Second Life.
It's your Second Life. I mean, that was the whole thing about it. But it's still very popular. A lot of people still love it.
And really?
Because you can do...
Where are these people?
They're spending all their time in Second Life. You're not going to meet them.
I guess that's true.
Because you can do anything in Second Life that you can do in your regular life, you can also buy pets.
Oh, and that's nice.
Yeah, and the way Second Life works is like, if you wanted a dog, you could buy a dog that somebody already made, like a prefab dog.
Prefab dog. You should really buy a pound dog, though, because those dogs...
You should adopt. You cannot buy a prefab dog.
Don't go prefab dog.
You should find some orphan code.
Yeah, exactly.
Find some orphan code dogs and take them in.
It's like cobbled together from different code that's been lying around.
They have behavioral issues. They have collision issues.
Oh, they have clipping?
They have clipping issues. They have a lot of issues. No, so you can buy a dog that somebody else makes.
Wait, in Second Life, can you have, like... crazy animal? Can I have like a space giraffe?
You can have whatever you want.
Okay.
You can either buy it from someone else or you can make it yourself. If you know 3D modeling, if you know animation, if you can code, you can then make a pet to sell to other people.
Space giraffe.
One of those companies that does this is Ozimals. Ozimals makes a whole series of pets that you can make, and one of them is particularly popular in Second Life. Hmm. It is an AI rabbit that is self-replicating.
Oh, like rabbits do.
Rabbits.
So that's fun.
You buy an initial rabbit,
and
right?
You get 48 rabbits.
And then you can mate it with another user's rabbits or your own rabbits. And then you can have extra rabbits and you can have just a fuck ton of rabbits running around if that's what you want.
All right.
And they all have their own AI. They all will look a little different. Maybe they have different spots or different colors.
Is this a story about how rabbits took over Second Life?
And now you cannot get into Second Life because...
it's just all rabbits.
It's ground to a halt.
Just rabbits all the way down.
It's just all rabbits now.
They've just multiplied to the point of completely clogging the system.
It's like a Cozy and Dan painting.
So kids adorable, though.
Kids ask your local... hipster alt art scene stir parents. Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a couple problems with this. Number one, if you're breeding all these rabbits, how does Ozimals make any money?
Right. Nobody needs to buy from Ozimals anymore because the rabbits be plentiful.
Right. And maybe I make a ton of rabbits and I just give you a rabbit,
Thank
right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Ozimals has to sit in the corner and go, what the fuck is going on, right?
Yeah, they made a tragic mistake.
Oh, no, Jeff, they did not.
Oh, what happened?
Are you ready for this?
There was some brilliant trigger in the rabbits that makes them all keel over?
If you buy an Ozimals rabbit, it can only eat Ozimals DRM food.
Now, that is smart.
So you can own 100 rabbits, Jeff, but you got to feed them, and you got to go to Ozimals to buy this digital feed.
You know what? I have no doubt in my mind that somebody has tried this with real animals. Somebody has tried to breed animals that can only eat their own food.
Oh, God. You know, we always go back to the Jurassic Park novel on this.
It's true.
I want to say that the genetic pets in the beginning of Jurassic Park did have like a patented food.
Patented foods.
Patented food. They got to eat patented food.
Yeah. Dude. It's like the DRM on those single serving coffee machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if
where
you could
coffee
only
has
have
to
that,
have an RF, it's like that juice, that fucking juice press that came out. Yeah. The Juicero. Where it's like, it's got to read a QR code. Otherwise it won't press your you've literally got a foil bag full of fruit pulp.
You can't have it.
It won't squish the bag.
No. It's like Juicero if the result is a dead, adorable thing if you don't do it right.
So the nice thing is the rabbits don't die if you don't buy the food.
Right, because they're digital.
Because they're digital, but also because Ozymals isn't heartless. They know that you love that rabbit and like maybe you have to spend your money on real world shit this month. You can't buy digital rabbit food. So here's what happens to the rabbits, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
They go to sleep.
Oh.
They just fall asleep.
All right, there's just fields of sleeping digital rabbits?
Yeah, they just go to sleep, and then whenever you can afford to buy some food,
right,
they wake right up.
That sounds nice.
Don't you wish children worked that way?
Oh, my God. You know what, though? I would be very hard-pressed to come up with reasons to spend money on food. You're telling me he can just keep sleeping until I buy me more food.
Correct, Mr. Kanata. What will happen is your baby will go into, baby Kylo will go into a sort of a hyper sleep.
Right. No, I'm liking this.
And it's great because if you're busy or you got to do like a, what do you nerds do? Raids?
I'm doing a lot of raids. In fact, there's some skins that I want to buy.
Sure.
So you're saying he's going to be completely, it's harmless. Mm-hmm. He's going to be completely serene and happy. And until such time as I have money to pay you for more of his wakey food.
Yep. That's how children work now, and we see no problem with it.
27 years later. Did you tell my kid?
Oh, yeah. He's asleep.
Awesome.
Been a while.
Yeah. Been raiding a lot.
Yeah. We got a lot of kids. A lot of people are just...
Wow, this place is
not
full.
Coming back. Yeah.
This place is really full.
And they're not aging and they're not waking up and it's going to be a real problem. Technology's changed. The world has changed.
You guys have really invested in some bunk beds around here, haven't you?
God.
Wall to wall bunk beds.
We can't dig down any farther. we're starting to put them in file cabinets like an adorable Donald Duck comic book. You know, Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Yeah.
In the drawers.
Yeah, except creepily sleeping and not aging. Wait a minute, Huey, Dewey, and Louie don't age either.
No.
That all makes sense now.
That's where I got the idea. So the rabbits go to sleep. And then you buy food and they wake up. Now, is this a little exploitative? Kind of, but not really, because that's how pets work. And Second Life is your virtual life, right?
And I guess you could always just say, fuck it?
Yeah, let the rabbit sleep.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Let the rabbit
sleep. Fuck it, let the rabbit sleep.
Yeah.
Works in every situation. Name a situation.
Your taxes are due.
Fuck it, let the rabbit sleep. I'll pay those taxes whenever.
Yeah. No, it works. It all clears.
Anytime you guys are stressed about something.
Let the rabbit sleep.
Fuck it. Let the rabbit sleep.
Yeah.
Well, except, Jeff, here's the problem.
There's a problem?
See, in order to run DRM transactions, you need servers. You need a merchant account. You need a gateway. You need security. You need an SSL certificate. Mm. All this stuff costs money. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Ozymals is out of money?
Uh-oh.
And all the rabbits have gone to sleep because they can't keep their servers on anymore.
Oh, no. So even if I want to pay them for the wakey wakey food,
there's nobody to take it. There's no wakey wakey food. All of the rabbits, Jeff, have gone to sleep forever.
Oh, no. So all the rabbits live on their servers, or is it just
the rabbits live with you? But the rabbits need food. The food lives behind the paywall, except the paywall's disappeared.
So Ozymals has gone belly up.
They've gone belly up.
Just like the rabbits.
The rabbits.
Do rabbits sleep
belly up? That would be fucking adorable, but I don't know if they do that.
Just rub them right there.
Just I mean, that's basically 90% of why you want a pet rabbit. I think people are probably fine.
But so they couldn't have just on the way out, as they shut the lights off in the old Osmo's warehouse, they couldn't have just flipped a switch that said they don't need food anymore?
No. And see, here's my thing about this. It's a real fuck you, man.
I guess.
That's a real fuck you. But because it's like, here's this product. We believe in this product. We want you to think of this thing as a pet.
Right.
We want this to be a pet. We want you to breed these things. Yeah. We want you to love these things. People, you're right in that Second Life isn't as culturally relevant as it was. It had its moment, but there are people that will never leave Second Life. It's their place. You know what I mean? It's their place where they hang out.
Well, Osmo's doesn't owe those people anything.
No, they don't. But for people like that, that's not a thing. That's a rabbit. That's a pet rabbit. I probably named it.
Right. Wait. Oh, you turned to the first person now. You just went. You just.
If I have this rabbit, I probably named it.
Right.
I'm not saying I do have 12 to 17 of these rabbits.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Understand why
I
this story came up now.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm not saying that I'm in Second Life 10 to 15 hours a day.
Right.
I'm not saying that if you want to find me, I am a giant red dragon with I'll just come right out and say it, a 20-foot penis.
Carthony Anthboni?
I'm not saying that I'm there and I'm. And that is who I am, and you can find me. And I'm not going to
just search for Carthony
Anthboni. I'm not
going
to give you coordinates to my dragon fuck cave, where I keep all my rabbits.
Oh, dude, I've always wanted to fuck on the bellies of like 2,000 to 3,000 rabbits.
I can't actually feel it, but I imagine it's super soft.
God damn it! Just seeing those pixels move in the way that they do, it's enough. It's enough.
So, but no, for people that are into Second Life, I mean, they invest a lot in this.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, my wife used to work at Second Life.
Really?
Yeah. She was a support agent. She was like,
and the way text, that's a bad, that seems like a rough job.
It's kind of a rough job in the way.
She got the calls of like, my rabbit is not moving. Why is my rabbit not moving?
She'd get a lot of that. But I mean, in all honesty, most of the calls that she got, most of the support calls for Second Life, were about things like, hey,
I got my penis stuck in the floppy drive.
I want to buy this thing and
my penis is stuck in the floppy drive.
And it's not, the transaction's not going through. And the reason
my penis is stuck in the floppy drive.
Well, no, the reason would be that like these people spend all their money in Second Life and their cards are getting declined. They're neglecting their First Life.
Oh. Somebody should work for First Life.
Somebody should. How do we sell people on First Life? How do we get people to care about First Life? Because it feels like lately people are not caring about First Life.
Sucks.
Oh God, I hate First Life.
How many bunnies do you have in First Life?
Zero.
Zero. Zero bunnies. Zero bunnies going belly up.
Now, to be fair, in Second Life, all of my bunnies are inert. So it's not like, I don't know which one's more sad.
That's true.
What's sad, Jeff? Is it better to have bunnied and lost?
Yeah,
than never to have bunnied at all.
How big is your dragon penis in First Life?
I don't have a dragon penis in First Life. And also, I am not saying that I have a dragon penis in Second Life.
Right. No, no one
would never say that.
No one would say that. I don't even know how that came up.
Well, I have a keyboard macro.
That's good.
And it just shoots right out.
Useful.
That's
your one, by the way.
People have built an emotional attachment. Is it smart to build an emotional attachment to these rabbits?
Never. Not to anything. Ever.
Never. In First Life or Second Life?
Both. Never.
Put my child into hypersleep.
Please, just let him be content and never have to be affected by the reality of First Life.
For you, I guess it's World of Warcraft was the one that you were most addicted to. Like, you don't even play it anymore because you were so into it.
Well, I get back into it every expansion, and then I wean. Now it's Heroes of the Storm.
Now it's Heroes
of
the Storm.
That's not the same kind of thing. But yeah, I mean,
was there like an emotional, social, like, were you invested in the world, in the characters?
Not really. No, I would never. I mean, there are pets and stuff in WoW, and there are mounts and things that you could theoretically get an emotional attachment to. I got an emotional attachment to keeping up with my friends. That's what I was invested in, is like, oh, I want to be able to go and do the fun thing that my First Life friends are doing. And in order to do that, I have to put in a certain number of hours and have a certain level of gear. And the commitment level is very intense in order to keep up with the Joneses.
It's less Second Life and more Second Job.
Yeah, for sure.
I got kind of into Phantasy Star Online back in the day in the same way.
Why isn't that game coming back? Side note.
That's a digression, I think, for one of your other podcasts. But,
that's true.
Listen to DLC on 5x5.tv, everybody. But no, for me, it was much more the same thing, where it was like there were people who came on at specific times a day.
Yeah.
And I got attached to playing with those people, whether I knew them in real life or not.
Sure.
But something that's interesting about this story to me is, as VR becomes bigger, mm-hmm. as digital things become, I have books, movies,
yeah.
all these things. I am living more and more in a world where my books are not physical books.
Right.
I could see myself gaining an attachment to a digital pet. And if I did, and the company goes under, why does my pet have to die because this fucking company goes under?
Well, I think we're going to see that a lot. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that only exist digitally that mm-hmm. we just assume will be around forever. Google's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But literally all of my photos are on Google Photo right now.
Right. I
don't even have another backup
anymore.
And
what's your password to that?
It's Jeff Rules.
Jeff.
With a Z.
With a Z?
Yeah.
All right. And I actually would have guessed that one. I actually would have guessed that one first.
Oh, man. I really got to change that.
Yeah, I think this is something we've seen to a limited extent. Old websites disappear. Old communities disappear. People's old blogs disappear. And those are like their journals that they have emotional attachments to.
Yeah.
But what happens when it becomes like...
personal?
Let me tell you something. The day I wake up and my dog doesn't wake up is a sad day.
But what's it going to take for you to feel the way you do about your dog about something digital? Because people feel that way about Tamagotchi and, you know, there are things that we've talked about those people with the robot. What's the Sony robot?
Aibo community.
Right. I feel like I'm really far from having that kind of attachment to an inanimate object.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. I mean, I have stuff that I love.
Me too.
But I don't love it like that.
Right. I don't have, like, if they pulled the... I don't know.
I guess what is... regardless of whether we have this emotional attachment, what do you think is the humane set of... or the fair, not even humane, the fair set of rules for this situation as more and more of our personal and emotional lives become digital?
Yeah.
Like right now, like you were talking about your photos, as photo communities go under, they give you like a month and they're like, hey, download your photos.
Right.
You know, game servers go offline and then you can't play that game anymore.
Right.
But what happens when we get a little more invested than that? I can't imagine what's going to happen to these people when all of Second Life disappears.
Yeah, when their entire avatar is gone.
Which it will.
Yeah.
I mean, people have bought land in Second Life. People have entire careers and communities in Second Life.
Yeah. And that's going to, as you say, with VR and stuff, that's only going to get more intense, where the virtual reality is going to be as worthwhile and invested in as the tangible reality. But what happens when you put a lot of stock in your home and they foreclose on your home, or I don't know.
Fucking sad,
it's
Jeff.
It's awful, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
that shit just happens.
But should it happen to a digital fucking rabbit?
You're saying it doesn't have to happen to a digital fucking rabbit.
If I pay $5 for a digital rabbit, or I've put $30 worth of food into a digital rabbit and you're shutting down, why don't you just push the button that frees the rabbits?
No, I agree with that. I agree that there should be a guy on the, like I said, on the way out, you're shutting the lights off in the old factory.
It's just a giant fucking switch that says release the rabbits.
It's 1-0 turn to a 1. That's all it is. A 0 turns to a 1 and all of a sudden those rabbits don't have to eat that food.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all it needs.
That's all programming is.
That's how I know about stuff.
Come at us, programmers.
Yeah, it's easy.
Tell us we're wrong.
Yeah.
Tell us it's that easy to remove DRM from something.
Null value.
And then tell us how to do it, particularly when it comes to digital goods and services that I'm spending a lot of money on. So I don't want to do that anymore. I want to steal.
Yeah.
But no, I think this feels to me, my takeaway from this is, this feels like something petty on maybe a little too hopeful on, or too optimistic on the Ozimals side. Like, we're shutting down the servers, but your rabbits are just going to fall asleep. And then anybody will invest in us any day now, and we'll just turn the servers back on, and then all the rabbits will be fine.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's what they're thinking.
I mean, I think the reason you feel that this is worse than something in the real world, like you've nurtured this tree for a long time and it grew into a big tree and you love it and you have these memories sitting under the tree and then lightning hits the tree and it keels mm-hmm. over and it's dead, or your dog, heaven forbid, whatever. Mm-hmm. The reason that I think you're more affected is because it didn't have to happen. It's because we have control over the digital environment.
Living things die. Digital things are not supposed to die.
Right.
I paid for this rabbit. This rabbit is a chunk of code.
Yeah.
Let me have my rabbit forever. And also, you should be giving me free upgrades on my rabbit every 6 months.
Yeah. Giant rabbit. Give me a rabbit with wings, maybe.
Fuzzier rabbit. Softer looking rabbit.
Yeah.
More realistic rabbit.
More tempting belly rubs.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I feel bad for these people who are losing their rabbits.
I feel bad for you that the powerlessness gets to you. I think it sounds sad.
Well, imagine logging into Second Life. Not that I ever have.
Right.
And, it's all just sleeping rabbits as far as the eye can see. There are like 50,000 of these rabbits in Second Life and they're all just sleeping, and you can't really, I don't think you can just like boop, make rabbit disappear.
Yeah.
I think they just lay there asleep in Second Life forever now.
Oh, you're down here at the rabbit fields.
Yeah. The sad rabbit fields.
This is where we just wander and pay our respects.
It is I, Sir Dragoncock, the Red.
Sir Dragoncock, I'm looking for my rabbit. His name is Fluffy.
Oh, dear sir. Good sir. Yeah. Sir?
Yes. Well, obviously. I mean, look how many penises I have everywhere. All over the place. Granted, I do have several vaginas.
Sure. That's why I asked. No, I never like to assume.
I appreciate that.
I'm so sorry to tell you. I want you to cast your eyes and your many dongs this way.
Mm.
As you look out over the fields, what do you see, good sir?
See a lot of Fluffies.
So many rabbits.
A lot of Fluffies.
This is the rabbit field, my friend, where all the rabbits will sleep until the day of the great server turn on-ing.
Oh, does that something we can look forward to?
No. No. If I could break character for 1 second. Fuckers just left us with a bunch of rabbits that we have to render at all times now.
Oh,
I'm losing 3 frames a second 50 polygons off of my giant dragon dick.
This is really hard on my card.
I have like... I have so many ornamental pieces of jewelry on my dragon dick, and they all have tassels, and they're supposed to sway in the breeze.
No, they aren't. They aren't doing
that. They can't, because it's rendering all these rabbits.
Yeah. I'm just going to rub all of my dongs on the rabbit bellies.
Sure, why not?
I mean, you know, seems nice.
Hey, you do you, my friend.
There we go.
That's what Second Life is all about.
Fluffy.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to me. It's sad, and I think it's also bad business and bad community. There, I said it. I don't know which part of it. I don't know why I'm so bothered.
I kind of can't figure it out either.
I think because I feel like we're heading towards a world where there will only be more things that we are emotionally attached to in the digital space, and they're all going to be connected to the same fucking garbage business bullshit that they're always connected to.
No, this is the equivalent of people like, oh, I want to log on and play Madden 2012. No, you can't. You can't play that anymore.
Yeah.
Is it required?
Except I want to log on and say hello to grandma. No, no access to grandma.
No, grandma.
Grandma has not been updated.
She's just sleeping.
She's sleeping until you can give me enough money to wake up your grandma. It's emotional hostage is what it is.
Okay.
It's ransom.
Maybe you should stop playing Second Life.
I have never played Second Life,
Jeff. Obviously, we've learned that.
I have never played Second Life, and I do not have coordinates to give to people if they want to come to my dragon fuck cave. Guys, how do you feel about this? Does it kind of upset you deep in the pit of your I don't know, where do emotions come from, Jeff? I never feel them.
You never know.
Do you guys?
You never know.
I don't know. Does this upset you guys?
Deep in the heart of your dragon penis.
Yeah. Or do you not care? Is this just sort of like... meh.
Hey, you should have realized that when you started playing a game in 1998.
It's part of a game. Yeah. Let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can also, you can hashtag those. Boy, let's say Fluffy. There's another Fluffy. One that you guys thought I was going to do.
Fluffy's better.
But we're going to go Fluffy.
Yeah.
And hey, if you want to discuss this with other like-minded concerned citizens, you can do so on the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns, or on the subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Or maybe we meet in a dragon fuck cave that's in an undisclosed location. I don't know. I'll talk to you guys next week. I've never played Second Life.